Hello. Welcome to another Love Note with Dr. Nicole Beasley. This morning I'm thinking a lot about painful thoughts and constructive criticism. Interesting. Sometimes people pass us thoughts. I mean, actually, no one can ever really pass us a thought because the thinking that comes from other people never really gets into us unless it becomes our own thinking. So to slow that down, if I say something to you, the only way you hear it is through your own thinking. It's very important to put down thinking that hurts. I suppose that's the simplest way to talk about what I'm pointing at. If you're in the presence of a thought that hurts, it's important to put it down. Some people might say, but it's true. I need to keep looking at it. It's a true thought. It's true because my boss told me, or my mom told me, or my child told me, or whatever. It's true because it resonates with the larger people around me are reflecting it back to me. No, put that down. Only thoughts that feel like love can help you move from where you are to where you want to be. I can hear so many of my clients saying, no, Nicole, that can't be true. If I only listen to thoughts that feel good, I'm never going to get anywhere. Because I've got to improve, or I've got to make progress, or I've got to... And that's going to happen by looking at how things really are and taking that seriously. There's no way for us to know how things really are here. Because the only way we touch life is through our thinking. And what I'm saying is that movement and change that's sustainable and beautiful and really serves you comes from love. Thoughts that arise from an energy that I would call love help you. They help you be more of who you really are. They help you arrive at a life that feels blessed. Thoughts that hurt don't. And the ego can't help you understand that. Your conceptual mind can't help you understand that. That's okay. Just listen to the feeling. If it hurts, put it down. Turn your attention to something else. Notice the light on the water, or take a walk in the woods. Come into being. Anything you need to know, any thought that is really going to serve you, will arise with a good feeling. It might even be a very constructive thought, like, you really need to exercise more. But it's not going to come in a form that feels like a judgment. It's going to sound and feel more like a desire, a bubbling up desire to give yourself more, to be well, to feel well. It might even come with a feeling of excitement. There's so much to say in this, on this topic, but we can come back to it. May you be well today. Wherever you are, may you be well. Until next time.